Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the 19th day of July. Welcome. So great to be here with you today. Today, we are in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And we are in the book of 2 Chronicles with chapters 29 through 31. And we are in Psalm 48. This week, we continue on with the English Standard Version. In the third year of Hosea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He removed the high places and broke the pillars and cut down the Asherah. He broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the people of Israel had made offerings to it. It was called Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that there was none like him among all the kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him. Wherever he went out, he prospered. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and would not serve him. He struck down the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watchtower to fortified city. 2 Chronicles 29-31. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and assembled them in the square on the east and said to them, "Hear me, Levites. Now consecrate yourselves and consecrate the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and carry out the filth from the holy place. For our fathers have been unfaithful and have done what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turned their backs. They also shut the doors of the vestibule and put out the lamps and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord came on Judah and Jerusalem, and he has made them an object of horror, of astonishment, and of hissing, as you see with your own eyes. For behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, in order that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not now be negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him and to be his ministers and make offerings to him." Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azira, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azira the son of Jehelel, and of the Gershonites, Joah the son of Zimah, and Eden the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elzaphan, Shimri and Jeul, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mahatni, and of the sons of Heman, Jehuel and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uzziel. They gathered their brothers and consecrated themselves and went in as the king had commanded, by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. The priests would enter into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it. And they brought out all the uncleanliness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it and carried it out to the brook Kidron. They began to consecrate on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the vestibule of the Lord. Then for 8 days they consecrated the house of the Lord, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went into Hezekiah the king and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils, and the table for the showbread and all its utensils. all the utensils that King Ahaz discarded in his reign when he was faithless. We have made ready and consecrated, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the officials of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the bulls, and the priests received the blood and threw it against the altar. And they slaughtered the rams, and their blood was thrown against the altar. And they slaughtered the lambs, and their blood was thrown against the altar. Then the goats for their sin offering were brought to the king in the assembly, and they laid their hands on them, and the priests slaughtered them, and made a sin offering with their blood on the altar, to make atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For the commandment was from the Lord through his prophet. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded that the burnt offering be offered on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song to the Lord began also, and the trumpets, accompanied by the instruments of David, king of Israel. The whole assembly worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When the offering was finished, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. And Hezekiah the king and the officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed down and worshipped. Then Hezekiah said, "You have now consecrated yourselves to the Lord. Come near, bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord." And the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all who were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings that the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated offerings were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few and could not flay all the burnt offerings. So until other priests had consecrated themselves, their brothers, the Levites, helped them, until the work was finished. For the Levites were more upright in heart than the priests in consecrating themselves. Besides the great number of burnt offerings, there was the fat of the peace offerings, and there were the drink offerings for the burnt offerings. Thus the service of the house of the Lord was restored. And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced, because God had provided for the people. For the thing came about suddenly. Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel. For the king and his princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem had taken counsel to keep the Passover in the second month, for they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient number, nor had the people assembled in Jerusalem. And the plan seemed right to the king and all the assembly. So they decreed to make a proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that the people should come and keep the Passover of the Lord, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem. For they had not kept it as often as prescribed. So couriers went throughout all Israel and Judah, with letters from the king and his princes, as the king had commanded, saying, "O people of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may turn again to the remnant of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. Do not be like your fathers and your brothers, who were faithless to the Lord God of their fathers, so that he made them a desolation, as you see. Do not now be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and come to a sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever, and serve the Lord your God, that his fierce anger may turn away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brothers and your children will find compassion with their captors and return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. So the couriers went from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh. And as far as Zebulun, they had laughed them to scorn and mocked them. However, some men of Asher, of Manasseh, and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. The hand of God was also on Judah to give them one heart to do what the king and the princes commanded by the word of the Lord. And many people came together in Jerusalem to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great assembly. They set to work and removed the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for burning incense they took away and threw into the brook Kidron. And they slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed, so that they consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. They took their accustomed posts according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests threw the blood that they received from the hand of the Levites, for there were many in the assembly who had not consecrated themselves. Therefore the Levites had to slaughter the Passover lamb for everyone who was not clean, to consecrate it to the Lord. For a majority of the people, many of them from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover otherwise than as prescribed. For Hezekiah had prayed for them, saying, "May the good Lord pardon everyone who sets his heart to seek God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, even though not according to the sanctuary's rules of cleanliness." And the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. And the people of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with all their might to the Lord. And Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who showed good skill in the service of the Lord. So they ate the food of the festival for 7 days, sacrificing peace offerings and giving thanks to the Lord, the God of their fathers. Then the whole assembly agreed together to keep the feast for another 7 days. So they kept it for another 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, gave the assembly 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep for offerings. And the princes gave the assembly 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep, and the priests consecrated themselves in great numbers. The whole assembly of Judah, and the priests and the Levites, and the whole assembly that came out of Israel, and the sojourners who came out of the land of Israel, and the sojourners who lived in Judah, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came to his holy habitation in heaven. Now when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke in pieces the pillars and cut down the Asherim and broke down the high places and the altars throughout all Judah and Benjamin, and then Ephraim and Manasseh, until they had destroyed them all. And all the people of Israel returned to their cities, every man to his possession. And Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, division by division, each according to his service, the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and peace offerings, to minister in the gates of the camp of the Lord, and to give thanks and praise. A contribution of the king from his own possessions was for the burnt offerings, the burnt offerings of morning and evening, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, the new moons and the appointed feasts, as it is written in the law of the Lord, as he commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion due to the priests and the Levites, that they may give themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the command was spread abroad, the people of Israel gave in abundance the first fruits of grain, wine, oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field. And they brought about in abundantly the tithe of everything. And the people of Israel and Judah who lived in the cities of Judah also brought in the tithe of cattle and sheep, and the tithe of the dedicated things that had been dedicated to the Lord their God, and laid them in heaps. In the third month, they began to pile up the heaps and finished them in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. And Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites about the heaps. Azariah, the chief priest, who was of the house of Zadok, answered him, "Since they began to bring the contributions into the house of the Lord, we have eaten and had enough and have plenty left, for the Lord has blessed his people, so that we have this large amount left." And Hezekiah commanded them to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them. And they faithfully brought in the contributions, the tithes, and the dedicated things. The chief officer in charge of them was Coniah the Levite, with Shimei, his brother, a second, while Jehiel, Isaiah, Nahath, Asiel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ishmachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers assisting Coniah and Shimei, his brother. By the appointment of Hezekiah, the king, and Azariah, the chief officer of the house of God, and Kor, the son of Imnah, the Levite, keeper of the east gate, was over the freewill offerings to God, to apportion the contribution reserved for the Lord and the most holy offerings. Eden, Meniamin, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shekinah were faithfully assisting him in the cities of the priests to distribute the portions to their brothers, old and young alike, by divisions. Except those enrolled by genealogy, males from 3 years old and upward, all who entered the house of the Lord as the duty of each day required, for their service according to their offices, by their divisions. The enrollment of the priests was according to their fathers' houses. That of the Levites from 20 years old and upward was according to their offices, by their division. They were enrolled with all their little children, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, the whole assembly, for they were faithful in keeping themselves holy. And for the sons of Aaron, the priests, who were in the fields of common land, belonging to their cities, there were men in the several cities who were designated by name to distribute portions to every male among the priests and to everyone among the Levites who was enrolled. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God and in accordance with the law and the commandments, seeking his God, he did with all his heart and prospered. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king, within her citadels God has made himself known as a fortress. For behold, the kings assembled. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there. Anguish of a woman in labor. By the east wind you shattered the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish forever. Selah. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. The daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about in Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. I love today's psalm that we read. I feel like it tied everything together so nicely. And I love that it's a song. It's from the heart, and it is praising the Lord. I love that the first line is, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God." And really, kind of what's happening is there's this awareness and there's this awakening that the Lord is who he says he is, and that there's this returning back to him, and there's this reverence an understanding of who he is and kind of like this aha moment. And gosh, like this is this is exciting to read because of all the things and the kings that we have read that have this introduction. This is who they are. They did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord. They did what was considered wicked or unrighteous or bad in the eyes of the Lord. And we see what happens and what unfolds and the downfall of their leadership. And there's some sort of snap death. And then there's like a new king coming into play. But something that I really love is this psalm that feels, again, like it feels like it really ties everything together well. And it is this understanding of who the Lord is. And I feel like anytime we come back to who he is, like we can kind of unwind ourselves and kind of have these moments of, I don't feel God, or I'm questioning where he is, or is he really for me? Or we have these moments of turning away and choosing something else other than the truth. And then there's moments of understanding, okay, yeah, I did have those big questions and those big feelings, but I remember who he is and turning back to the truth. I'm turning towards the Lord, and I may not have all the answers, and I know that ultimately what Eve traded was for knowledge, and so I don't need to have the knowledge of whatever I'm seeking. I just need to know that the Lord is good. And I love that it says, we have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. Have you ever thought on God's steadfast love and the fact that it hasn't wavered or dipped or disappeared? It has been steadfast throughout all generations. And I don't know anything else that has been that constant and that unfailing and unchanging. And how do you even wrap your mind around that, you know? And I love that it continues to talk about, you know, your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. The daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. And really what this speaks to me is, Lord, we trust you. And that is not a place that Israel has been in. And now there's this turning back moment and there's a song in the heart and there's rejoicing. And so God, I just thank you for all who are listening. And Lord, I pray for those who feel weary in their heart, weary in doing good, weary in life. Just kind of asking, Lord, where are you in this? Do you see me? Do you know me? And just asking that you would reveal yourself. Lord, I thank you that when we seek you, we find you. And I thank you for your word that is true. I thank you for people's words and their testimonies that have reestablished a firm foundation in our hearts, that have planted seeds and that we will continue to let grow. And I thank you that we find hope in these stories. We find ourselves in these stories. And so God, I pray that there would be this turning towards you moment in our hearts where we shift and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust in you regardless of whatever else feels like it's pulling me away. Lord, I just thank you that you are worthy of our trust. You are worthy of our praise. And God, I just thank you for your word that is constantly breathing life into us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is our website. That's the place of connection. It's where you can see what's going on here in the community, how to get connected and stay connected. So be sure to check that out. If you have prayer requests and or things that we as a community can be praying for you and encouraging you, you can call in at 800-583-2164. And those get played, they get sent in and then they get played at the end of every day's podcast. That is all for today. I'm China. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Safe Pious Grace in Happy Valley. Today is the 13th of July, and I just heard Simone call in with her wonderful praise report. Oh, Simone, I am standing here grinning from ear to ear in happiness for you. And Father, please, thank you for this precious soul. Lead her now. Lead those that she applies to. Let them see what a precious jewel she is, and do lead her to the place where you need her to be, and bless her. Continue to bless her always. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, dear. And then earlier, a woman called in to respond to Renee and said that she had gone through the same thing. I did too. I married a man who never had a kind word for me, and I grew bitter, and I cared for him till he died, but I was so bitter and so sad. And after he died, I heard from people how he would praise me, and I realized his father did the same thing. He was so unkind to his mother and so unkind to all of his children, but he'd brag about them to everybody else. And I was too dumb to realize, so I wasted so much of my life being bitter. And I pray for all of us who are in that condition, because we've got a God that loves us like we are the most precious children in the world. Let's hang on to that.
Simone from Texas. This is Jamie from West Virginia. I am so, so, so glad to hear your praise report. Girl, I was praying for you. I had a clinical social work exam that I took in June. And honestly, when you asked for prayer way back when, it gave me enough courage to actually reach out to the prayer wall and also ask for prayer for myself for my exam. But I definitely was thinking about you, praying for you. Ah, I'm so glad. Thank you for calling in and giving us an update. All right, bye.
Hey, family. This is Brother Lenny, the Truth Seeker, calling out of New Market, Maryland. First time calling. Been listening since January. My first year with Daily Audio, Bible Chronological, and it has certainly been a blessing to my life. Real quickly, just wanted to just pray for marriages in general. And been listening and just heard the prayers of different brothers and sisters on the state of their marriage. And particularly want to just lift up my brothers who are married. That we would just recommit ourselves to Ephesians 5 and 25, where we are commended to love our wives even as Christ loves the church. And I can be transparent and say that I have not always had the best examples in my life of what it is to be emotionally available to my spouse. But I thank God that we have found the perfect example in Christ. And so I'm just praying today that my brothers, that we would just recommit ourselves to doing the hard work of looking and doing some self-reflection and seeing the ways in which we could just be better fathers, be better husbands, address any type of trauma or hurt or pain that may be preventing us from being fully present to the people that we love, and that we would just continue to seek God and seek whatever resources we need to be the true, authentic men that we need to be and be fully present for our wives. God bless everyone, and certainly I'm praying for you all. Be well.
Dear DABC family, this is Adopted of God in Illinois. I just want to call and thank you all for praying for me. The last month has been really hard with the cancellation of my spinal surgery and trying to find a way to move forward, but I have felt your prayers and they have lifted me up. I want to give a praise report that my friend Peggy overcame her fourth battle with COVID in the pneumonia and is doing well. My friend Jean is out of the hospital for the fourth time, but home doing better than he's done in years. And a sorrow that my dear friend Janice, my sister-in-law Kathy, my friend Wilma, and my nephew Brandon went home to be with the Lord. It's been a hard month, but I thank you and I bless you for your prayers, and I pray for the prayer requests as they come in. And I am just so thankful the good Lord put you in my life. I also, a praise report that my friend Janie that was having the AFib is been converted into sinus rhythm now for weeks and having more energy than before. And my friend Frances, hers, she had surgery too because she did not do well with her conversion, but she had her surgery on Monday and all is going well now. And I just ask you to keep praying for my children because none of them are walking with the Lord.